thanks so much for joining us on The Daily, Rochelle. Do you want to just first explain to us why it's so important to abolish the tampon tax?
Yes, certainly. I believe that if we're abolishing the tampon tax, that we're actually just righting a wrong that was of a decision that was brought in over a decade ago, and taxing our sanitary items as some luxury is just not okay when they're actually deemed medical and fall under the Therapeutic Goods Association. So it just seems a little bit hypocritical.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So Share the Dignity supports women throughout Australia who are homeless and living in poverty. If the Labor Party does manage to abolish the tampon tax, how will it impact the lives of the women that you work with?
I really believe that it will impact every Australian woman, because at the end of the day, it's quite a sexist and archaic tax. I believe that if there was a round table discussion and the table wasn't fully of men, and that it was, you know, half and half, which is kind of equality in the first place, then this tax wouldn't even be there. So actually starting to remove sexist tax plays a role in for all women in society, but for our women that we help, so women who fled domestic violence, experiencing homelessness, those droughts within farming communities, they're all choosing food and having to choose food and feeding their kids over buying sanitary items. So whilst, you know, 30 cents, 50 cents might not seem a lot to Pauline Hanson, who's probably always had a credit card in her pocket that always works, it really makes a difference to some people.
Yeah, so actually you mentioned Pauline Hanson just now, and she's responded to Labor's plans to abolish the tax, saying that it's not a great amount of money and that we should leave it alone. So with opposition like that, how do you think community attitudes need to change before Labor can get the policy through?
So if it's not a lot of money, then why is it a big concern to the government to remove such a sexist and archaic tax? It isn't a lot of money. It's like 0.1% of the GST collected in Australia. It is not a huge amount of money. And you know what? It shows that women and men are equal, remembering that we do not tax condoms, lubricants, Viagra, nicotine patches, which all seem to be the right thing for men, right? So, you know, I just don't understand it. I don't actually even believe that money and access to our basic of essentials like sanitary items, because we don't have a choice whether we get our periods. And what are we meant to do? What are we meant to use? You know, we've got girls, hearing of stories of girls in Perth who are using a tampon for 2 days because their families can't afford the basic of necessities. How is that not a medical issue in the first place? So, you know, when Pauline Hanson says it's not a lot of money, not a lot of money to her, because she probably always had a credit card that works in her pocket.
Yeah, so it's a really important issue for a lot of people around the country. So if you've just tuned into The Daily, we're chatting with Rochelle Courtney, founder of Share the Dignity, about the Labor Party's plan to abolish the tampon tax. So Rochelle, Share the Dignity has made clear that they are not commenting on whether Labor's policy is economically viable. Considering your organisation's public support for axing the tax, is it wise to support Labor's proposal regardless of the economics behind it?
Again, I would say to you, we don't believe that money and access to sanitary items should actually even come into the same sense. It is simply a human right to have access to sanitary items. And that's whether you earn $200,000 a year or $20,000 a year. It's a basic human right. So for us as a charity, it's not for us to work out how the government spends their money. It's for us to be able to advocate for women to have the right to sanitary items.
Yeah, so that's really important. Going on to that, if Labor does win the next federal election and successfully abolishes that tampon tax, what are Share the Dignity's future goals for achieving gender equality in Australia?
Just to use our voice where appropriate. You know, we're not up for fighting every battle that's necessary, but we certainly knew that this was a battle that was worth fighting, and oh God, I hope that this is the last time, remembering that we're not the first charity or form of women who've got together to try to fight this. We're we're on the fighting end of many, many other petitions that have happened in previous years.
Thank you so much, Rochelle.
Thank you.